Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2009 Do It With Drupal Seminar. This year's event takes place December 9th, 10th, and 11th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers, and hear from experts in emerging technologies and the social web. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
So my name is Yuri Poussin. I work at AF83, which is a tech company in Paris and San Francisco and Lisbon now too. We made a bid for the DrupalCon Europe a couple of months ago, and then we won it. So we held a code sprint in February, at the end of February. It was a Drupal.org redesign sprint, at which Dries announced that our proposal had won. So at that point, the next phase kicked in to actually organize it. We got some people around. We raised the French Drupal Association to support the effort, and we got some people from there and some people from the community, and we got them together and we just started building it out. It's been mainly been myself and Isabel Schulz who have taken up coordination, and then Alexander Eisenstetter has done communication, and then there was a whole bunch of other people involved in every other aspect.
So talk a little bit about the challenges of Drupal growing bigger and bigger and having to sort of deal with all the logistics and everything of, like, you know, this is the biggest DrupalCon in Europe ever. So maybe just talk about sort of like some of the challenges of scaling up these conferences.
Okay. So one of the first problems was finding a venue, obviously. We talked at probably all the major and minor venues in Paris, and some of us basically laughed in our faces when they said, okay, you want a venue 6 months from now? Because apparently some venues have been booked until 2015, 2017. So the first major obstacle was actually finding a venue that could support 1,000 people, basically, or 1,200 people, preferably simultaneously for the keynote. Although in this case, we just split the group and live streamed. But that was the most important hurdle, I think, getting a venue on short notice for 1,000 people.
And maybe you could talk a little bit about the French Drupal community. Like, there's AF83, and what other sort of, what's happening with Drupal in France?
Okay. We have DrupalFR.org, which is basically the French Drupal community hangout. We've organized 4 Drupal camps in and around Paris. We had some regular meetups, but that kind of fell back when we focused on DrupalCon itself. So we have the French Drupal Association that we raised, which is about 6 to 7 board members, and a bunch of individuals and companies that are joining and have joined and are still joining us. And together we actually support not only events in France, but events in all French-speaking countries in the world. So the idea of the French Drupal Association is to provide financial and physical support to whatever group wants to promote Drupal. And that's what basically is keeping the French Drupal community together right now, is the French Drupal Association, which after this event will continue to organize Drupal camps and hopefully support some events in other countries around France as well. So like you said, there is AF83, the company where I work, but also involved are La Net Squad, Linagora, Ajax, Break. I think the most big Drupal companies or even open source tech companies in Paris who do something with Drupal are involved in the French Drupal Association and French Drupal community.
What are some, like, sort of high-profile sites that are being launched on Drupal here in France, or just in French-speaking areas?
We had a site launched by the Ministry of Culture to promote sports for young people. That was one high-profile site. I know that Ajax is building a site for the United Nations, which will be something like, the World Food Program, but don't quote me on this because I might be little bit off, which will be translated in about 18 languages, I think. So it's a heavy multilingual site. We're building some major Drupal e-commerce sites based on Ubercart, multilingual, multinational, which we can't talk too much about yet. For the rest, what's been launched in the past 6 months, I'm probably not the right person to tell you because I've been so involved in basically everything around DrupalCon that I have to get my head out of the sand right now and see what's going on in Drupal country. So
as part of AF83, do you just do strictly Drupal, or what was it about Drupal that led you towards using it?
Okay, so AF83 has a couple of teams that do different things. We work with either Drupal or Ruby on Rails or Python or our own framework, which is called Turbulence, or even some other technologies. What we basically always do is something around communities. So we build sites and we help build communities around those sites. For example, we did something for SFR, which is the French Vodafone subsidiary, who always organizes concerts, and they want a platform around those concerts to build a community and to retain their clients and to live stream the concerts and to talk about the concerts in real time. We do some other things with sports events, where sports events are live streamed, and we try to get the fans talking and we try to involve the fans while sports are ongoing. So we have an online store for arts and crafts, where people who make their own arts and crafts can actually sell it through the platform. So whatever we do, it always revolves around communities and building a set of tools that helps the client actually build and expand the community around whatever it is that they're doing.
And what was it that drew you towards Drupal, and what sort of things have you either contributed back or been worked very closely with in terms of specific things within Drupal?
Okay, so the reason we got into Drupal is because it's such an extensive platform that out of the box already offers so much, and that gives so many possibilities, which is one aspect. The other aspect, again coming to the question of is Drupal a product or is Drupal a framework? The fact that it is also a framework and that we can actually easily build upon it. It has a beautiful API we can use, we can extend, we can do so much with it. So from a technical point of view, that's what attracted us there. In terms of contributing, we're actually building a couple of install profiles right now. We have Damien Tournou on our team, better known as Dams, who I think produces like 10 or 20 patches a week, basically, who's been heavily doing some multilingual stuff, and who's been backporting some Drupal 7 issues, patches towards Drupal 6, and doing a lot of database work. Right now we're doing a big Ubercart project, so a lot of improvements in Ubercart, as front-end as well as back-end, are being contributed. And for the rest, basically, every time that we have a project and that new stuff has to be built, we try to build it in a generic way so that the changes either in patches or in modules can be contributed in a general way.
And is the multilingual features of Drupal something that you end up using a lot, or are a lot of the sites that you're building strictly in just French?
No, it's really, really multilingual. Yeah. I'd say basically every site we build has at least two languages, is at least in French and English. So we really use it on a day-to-day basis. We don't have Drupal sites without multilingual support, hardly any.
And what sort of modules are you using in terms of the multilingual features within Drupal in order to get all the functionality that you're getting?
Well, they're all based on i18n, all based on the i18n module set. So basically content translation, taxonomy translation, menu translation, block translation, and then the integration into Views, which is really nice, by the way. Yeah, that's mainly it.
Cool. And finally, what's sort of next on the horizon that you, after this after DrupalCon is over, what's sort of next for AF83?
Well, like I said, we're building a really huge e-commerce platform right now. So we'll be building that and delivering that. We're also tweaking a solution based on Agure that lets a client deploy a couple of install profiles we made and a couple of other tweaked sites. So we're testing that, we're putting that into production right now, so we'll probably have a better testing phase and go towards version 2 after that. And then we'd actually like to continue focusing on training. Drupal training is what I love to do best personally. So that combined with at least a couple of install profiles that we have been discussing quite a lot and that we want to get out there as nice Drupal distributions.
Okay, great, thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you.